This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm just so happy and thankful to be with you today. As always, it just every single time I come in the studio, I'm on the way in, I'm praying, and I'm asking God, you know, just show me what you want to be said. Show me what the message is. Just help me with the direction in which this show should go. And for those that have contacted me and let me know how this has encouraged you or inspired you, thank you so much for doing that, because you know we all need encouragement, including me. And so I just really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to reach out to me. And if you haven't and you want to, just go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when you go there, there is so much there for you. Just go there when you have a little time to, you know, kind of tour the website and find out what there is available to you. If you need extra money, if you need an opportunity, there are things on there, products and companies that I endorse that I believe in. And I just want you to get the IMs. They are free to you. You can go on there and download the free IMs. And what are IMs, Sue? What are the IMs? IMs are what God says you are. And if you want to listen to the person next to you or someone down the street or someone you work with, or you want to listen to what God says you are, I don't know about you, but for me, I want to know what God says. And sometimes, you know, we can get beat down by people, by words, by actions, and we just need that strength and encouragement that comes from the Bible and from His Word. So I recommend you go there highly, and I just really would like to connect with you, so please do that. A little side advertisement I'm just going to do right at the beginning, usually wait to the end, I'm going to do it right now, is that I am having a lunch with Susie, and we have a date. Yes, we do. Our first one is going to be April 18th. It's going to be at 701 North Brand Boulevard, which is at the radio station that I'm sitting at right now, and it's 2 weeks from now. And so you need to, it costs $25, and what you will get with that is dinner, lunch, chicken. It's delicious. I have the menu in front of me. Grilled lemon herb chicken, rice pilaf, a whole bunch of things. Anyway, it's food. Also, you're going to have 2 hours of intimate time with Sue Freeze and other really amazing people. So, oh, and also, guess what you get? We are going to be on TV, the Sue Freeze Show. During the lunch, Matt, my videographer, is going to be there, and he's going to be videotaping for TV. The people in the room. So you have to sign off a little waiver saying it's okay for you to be on TV. I hope that's okay with you. And then I'm going to choose two people from that table that will go in on the radio with me. So April 18th, it's not far away, and I really want you to connect with me. You can pay on PayPal. It's $25. Such a deal. And if you want to connect with me on the Sue Freeze site, just do so and let me know, okay? Because I really want to meet you in person. It's so one-sided here, you know. I'm talking on this little mic here, and you're there listening, and I just would like to see you face-to-face and get to know you on a one-on-one or one-on-20 basis, okay? So I hope you join me. It's in Glendale. I will be having one in the Oxnard-Ventura area. I'm going to have another one I'm putting together right now. It will be the second one in San Diego, and then I will have one in Orange County, and we're trying to find a restaurant. If you have any suggestions, I'm open to any suggestions. So today, I have a person that I just met. I talked to him yesterday for the first time. But you know what's really interesting about this is relationships is you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And you can ask people, you know, is there anybody that you think would be a good connection for me in the business world? Or is there somebody that's like-minded that you think would be great to get to know? That's kind of what happened here. I have a friend. His name is Nate. Hi, Nate, if you're listening. And I asked him this question, and he said, you need to meet this gentleman. This guy is so nice, wonderful, and a great businessman. And I think you guys would just have a lot to talk about. And so he's sitting in the studio with me, patiently waiting for me to introduce him. And so I'm going to do that right now. It's Avo, and I hope I don't mess up his name, Barsonyan. And he can correct me in a minute. He's an entrepreneur successfully running a flooring and remodeling business for over 30 years. He received his bachelor's in psychology. Uh-oh, are you going to be, you know, I don't know, curtailing me, from California State University, Los Angeles. He was headed towards law school, but was diverted to business when his family encountered financial strife. Wow. He has 12 locations with over 100 employees. You got me beat. I don't have 100 employees yet. In addition to being a flooring and remodeling entrepreneur, Avo spends his time learning new strategies on lead generation, marketing, and positioning a business. Welcome today.
Thank you, Sue. And that was before we changed the direction of the business towards a shop at home business model.
Okay.
So we were running the business out of 12 different locations. Now it's more of a shop at home, which provides the additional service to the consumer by us going to them instead of them coming to us.
And so I thank you for that. And you know what? I've personally experienced this already. Those that listened to the show last week, I was talking about discernment, about the God dream. And Avo sent one of his best people out to the property to measure and to decide what we needed to do in order to make this project beautified. Right. And it was a wonderful experience. We're not finished yet. We're still working through details and trying to come up with all the different choices that need to be made. But from start to finish, it was a wonderful experience. And we haven't even started yet because, you know, we haven't. It's just the beginning part. And I have to tell you that one thing that I experienced from Deborah, the wonderful woman that you chose to come and meet with me, we spent a lot of time and you get to know people. But one thing that I noticed that you do that I just today am going to implement is that you have a video that explains the value of your company as far as being Better Business Bureau A+.
Our value propositions.
Your value propositions, yes.
What we offer.
And you have those on video, and so you open up a laptop, and the salesperson there can open it up, and the presentation is the same for every single person.
Yes.
I think it's an excellent idea, and I don't do that. So guess what? I just learned something from you already.
Great.
Okay. Yeah, isn't that great? In business, we're always learning, aren't we?
Yeah, and I'm here to do the same, is learn a little bit as well. I mean, it's about learning and growing.
Yes. And I did a whole show about leaders and what makes a good leader. And it's somebody that's teachable. A leader needs to be teachable, right?
Yes.
And understand that we are not perfect, far from it.
Right.
And that we will make mistakes along the way, and that's okay too.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, we discussed that with clients. We say, expect that we will be making mistakes, and we're not perfect. And however, you can also expect that we'll stand behind our work and come back and take care of whatever we need to take care of. And that's how we earn the reputation of having an A+, basically Better Business Bureau review, so to speak.
So has your name always been Payless?
No, we started out with Carpet Wagon.
Okay, I remember Carpet Wagon.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
And we created a separate web page for the kitchen side of the business,
right,
so that we can obviously be found under the kitchen search terms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Payless Kitchen Cabinets came about around 2006.
Wow. So, you know, what's interesting is that our customers are a lot of the times going to be the same customer.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's remodeling or buying a new home. Those are the same customers as we have. And I always tell people that when you're going to do termite work from a termite standpoint is that you want to do things in the proper order. Like you don't want to paint and then have the termite company come out because we have to drill holes. So you want to get the termite work done before you drill holes. What would be the best time when you're doing a remodel to do what you have to offer?
You know, when it comes to kitchens, basically the consumer has thought about it for about a year, according to the research we have. They've thought about it for about a year, and so they're focused strictly on remodeling the kitchen. They may have other remodeling projects in mind, like bathrooms or the rest of the house in flooring and so on and so forth. But when we get there, it's typically just on the kitchen, which includes them painting, which includes flooring and the kitchen, the cabinets, the countertops, some lighting, and maybe updating some of their plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when we get there, we do the same thing. We say after we take out your cabinets, that's the time perhaps to bring in the plumber. That's the time to bring in the electrician where they're going to be damaging the walls perhaps while they're doing the work. And then, you know, once that's all taken care of and painted, patched and painted, then we can come in and do the cabinets and the countertops.
So there is an order to everything that we do.
There is a sequence, yes. There's a process that we go through.
Yeah, there is. And that's great. So how did you get started?
You know, I was in the flooring business, working for a nice company for about 5 years and going through college. So once I graduated, I decided that I should do it part-time basis and go to law school. That didn't pan out when we needed to bring in additional income. The rest of the family came from Lebanon, and at the time there was civil war, so we had to make additional income. So we invested more time and effort into the business. So at the time, we put $50 in the bank, and you know, pretty much it's been the American dream in terms of achieving the kinds of numbers we've achieved and the type of success we've achieved as a small business. So we started back in 1986, about 31 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember the first customer that we had. So it was pretty good. So that's how we started. We started because of need, necessity.
There's a lesson there, isn't there, is that I tell people all the time, you know, if you don't know what you are supposed to do or you don't know what to do, look for a need and fill it. And so that's the same thing, is that, you know, there is a need. And, you know, so we need to fill it. Right?
Yeah. And when that necessity is there, then, you know, you go out of your way to make sure you fill it, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So how long have you been in business? You said
over 30 years. Over 30 years. Yes.
Right. E-Cola's been around since 1983, so just a little longer.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're listening to the Sue Freeze Show on KKLA 99.5, or maybe you're listening on K-Praise in San Diego. Thank you so much for tuning in. And KDAR, The Word, in Ventura and Oxnard area, Santa Barbara. Thank you so much. Or KUHL. We are syndicated on the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm just so thankful. And I just, you know, sometimes I think about it and pinch me, you know, don't wake me up, pinch me. I don't know. It's a dream come true. And I'm just so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to be here with you, Avo.
Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, you're just like this big teddy bear. You know, if you're wondering what he looks like, he's like a big teddy bear.
Anyway, so I'm glad to be here as well. Thank you very much.
Yes. He's so calm. He's got this peacefulness about him. Have you always been this peaceful?
I think so.
Yes. You were born that way?
No, probably after the age of 30, I think more peace came. But,
right?
Yes.
So what happened before that?
I think youthful energy.
Youthful energy. Yes. And so 30 came and things got a little calmer.
Yes, it got a little calmer.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's hope for all those people yet, if they're waiting for the calmness to begin.
Yes.
Maybe it's after 30. What's your philosophy when it comes to running your business?
That's a good question. As far as philosophy, I mean, our goal is to make sure we're good advocates for the client. So we approach it as being a trusted advisor. We want to make sure that we get value to the client.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work hard in trying to educate ourselves and educate our client about what the value contains.
Mm-hmm.
And so the philosophy is delivering a value and working hard, making sure that we are delivering that and executing that. And it's not just, you know, lip service that we're saying we'd try to do this and not do it. So that's the philosophy. I mean, if we take care of the client, we believe that's the biggest asset we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we can get the referral business and cross sales as well with that client. And over the years, I've experienced that. It's a good feeling to have.
Mm-hmm. Materials change. You know, I'm thinking about my experience with your company and Deborah. And materials change. You know, like I thought this was where it's at. And she's letting me know that, no, there might be something more durable or something that would work better in the situation that I'm in or that that house is going to be in. So it's really interesting to have somebody that's professional and keeps up on all of the materials that are available to us now and the price differential between what we have to offer. You know, looking for homes and looking for this God dream and looking for things. I just bought a house last November, and I know that going on Redfin and going on these things, I realized that a lot of the value was placed on the kitchen area. The kitchen was the big deal. Kitchen and in the bathrooms.
Yes.
The outside appearance, yes. You know, those things that you must have. You know, if you have kids and you need to have a yard, you wouldn't want to buy something that didn't have a yard. And if you're afraid of a pool, you don't want a pool, you do want a pool. Those types of things. But inside the house, I realized that the kitchen made a big difference. If the kitchen was nicely put together and looked clean and beautiful.
Yes, and it's for everybody's use.
Everybody congregates in the kitchen. Yes, you know, that's like the area where everybody meets and hangs out, like the family meals and things like that.
Family helps out, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like the kitchen area is a big one. So you find that most of it is kitchen, and then you'll add on the bathrooms?
Yes, we start there typically, and then the flooring is an add-on usually that happens. Bathrooms, and people realize that they are adding value to the property. And in our case, we use prefabricated cabinets, which every time the consumer is spending $1, really they're getting back $2 or $3 back, hopefully, in terms of not just the value of enjoyment, but the property value itself, in terms of reappraised value or resale value.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, it's interesting, but before I came today, I got this call, and it was from Washington, 206 area code, I think, and I'm like, usually I don't even pick up those calls, but I happened to just pick it up for some reason. Nate happened to be in the office, and I don't know why, I just picked up my phone, and I did, and there was a lady on the other end saying, hi, I'm looking for, you know, me, and I said, I'm me, and then they said, you have been selected by the federal government to receive funds, a grant for $9,000. How would you like to receive your money? And I'm like, what's the catch? What's this about, right?
Scam or not?
Yeah. Yes, exactly, right? Yeah, uh-huh. Federal government's just going to give me $9,000, really? Okay. So I said, well, what is it I have to do to receive this grant money, you know? Well, you have to order windows, or you have to order whatever. Mm-hmm. And I stopped, took a breath, and said, what company do you work for? So I figured they were working for a windows company, okay? And I'm thinking, that is not ethical in my heart and in my mind. I felt very upset about the way they were going about
the starting approach, yes.
The approach, yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, really? Federal government money is going to give me windows. Yeah, you might get a rebate or whatnot, but why not just say that?
Start
why not
there,
say that,
yes.
you know, there are hoops you have to jump through, and there's this and that and whatever. But if you do all those things, then maybe, you know, it's like with solar. People say things about solar, but then when you look at the fine print or you look at things, it's not exactly what it's presented to be. Mm-hmm. So you don't run your business that way, do you?
No, I don't.
And neither do I.
In fact, it makes it easier not to run it that way,
it
frankly.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, because if you're congruent, by being straightforward and making an offer, mm-hmm. Which is how we start. We mm-hmm. make an offer. It's a very, very limited offer in terms of its scope. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing we explain to the client as well when we walk in. And when the client sees that the offer we made and when we show up, we're being congruent and we're staying the same course and path, that builds credibility and trust, which helps us actually earn the business and move forward that way. So I found it to be easier to do it that way. You could get some attention if you did something crazy and got some, you put out an offer, an unbelievable offer out there that people are going to call you. However, a lot of them are going to be very leery, very mm-hmm. suspect.
Exactly.
And you're going to start a relationship with that client with the wrong foot, basically.
Exactly. I'm a very straightforward person, and I want people to understand that we're in business to have a win-win.
Yes.
You know, you have a need, and I have the possible solution, hopefully the best solution for you. But we don't know that until we go through discovery mode, right?
Yes.
There's
yes.
a discovery mode. We have to go through discovery. What are the needs you have? You called me or emailed me because you had a need,
yeah.
right? And with the internet, I mean, there's so much research that goes on now. Information is so readily available.
It's a great point. So excuse me. What happens is we're looking for needs to take care of. Mm-hmm. So if we don't feel like we're adding value, mm-hmm. That's when we know we're not going to earn the business or the profit out of that sale, because we're really not solving an issue for the client. So our goal is to find out what the need is and then see if we can be a solution provider mm-hmm. for them. So it's that type of business we're in, mm-hmm. more than the cabinet business or the flooring business. It's more of a solution provider business. So typically, I share this with our employees as well. Typically, people are buying product only. And that's at a commodity level, especially nowadays where it's online, everything is available, the pricing is available online.
Mm-hmm.
Next, it's the service that you add to that product. So you could get a little bit more money if you were adding service to the product. And even that is the basic, what the consumer is waiting at this point. So the next level is the experience level. So if you add product, service, and an experience along with it, where it's a positive experience, they feel like they want to purchase something from you, then you can add more value to their life and therefore deserve the profit from that sale, basically. And of course, the next level up would be transformation. And if you can transform somebody's life, obviously you deserve to earn even more, and a client's willing to pay you even more. So that's basically the process. And our goal is to at least operate at the experience and transformation level. So if we can transform their kitchen, they walk in, their spirits lifted, they're walking in feeling fantastic. Every time, I think the value is there. And do it in a safe way where they know the company is properly licensed and insured, then I think it's a positive value.
Absolutely. And I talk to my employees about the experience. You know, I hope we're being as hassle-free in the termite and pest control business as we can hope for. You know, it's not a fun thing. It's not something that people enjoy doing.
Yes.
And for me, it's like we are so busy in this day and age. We're so busy that if somebody can come in and do it, it's worth paying somebody else to do it. And I've learned over the many, many years is that, you know, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers that will do their termite and pest control. And the thing is that we know where to apply, what we need to do, we know what products to use where, because we know the life cycles and whatnot of pests, and this is not about the pest control business. It's just that with your business, the same thing. Somebody could come in, they could buy the cabinets, they could buy it and do it themselves, but the hassles, and then you have to buy all the equipment, you have to buy the hammer, the nails, the whatever you need,
Yes, the moldings,
everything.
The toe kits, yes.
And then you make mistakes and you might cut your finger or hammer your thumb or something. And you know, my thing is that there are a lot of honey doers out there, and the list keeps getting longer and longer. And my thought is, wives out there, isn't it better to just relieve your husband or you from doing these things and let them do what they do well and just pay the little extra money? Because in the long run, it's going to be done better, less arguments, less hassle, and all in all, just better life. So I just think that we should hire those that do what they do and do it well, mm-hmm. and just be prudent in our discovery and our decision making of who to choose to do what.
Which is another great point you bring up, Sue. And we have a presentation for that where we show what is the decision making process that a consumer should go through, whether it's from us or not, and I'd be happy to tell you about it if you like.
Oh, I would like that very much, and we're going to be going to break very shortly. So I'm excited, and we're already halfway through the show. Dang, we haven't even really dived in, have we? We've got a long way to go. So listen, I want you to just stay tuned, and you know, if you have any questions, go to SueFreeze.com and ask me those questions on there, and I will provide you with resources and help you out. Be back with more of the Sue Freeze Show right after this brief break. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
We are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
Ecola Termite and Pest Control. 877-332-BUGS.
Ah, this is the life, honey. A little rain, a little sun.
And a delicious house to eat.
Yeah, I love the taste of pine.
Oh, Joey, is there anything better than being a termite?
There is. Being a homeowner without termites like you.
Hi, I'm Susan Fries, owner of Ecola Termite Services, California's leading termite and pest control company. This time of year, termites are looking for a home, your home. Chances are, they've already moved in. Give them a little rain, a little sun, and they'll start swarming and nesting, raising their kids. Thousands of hungry kids. We'll get rid of your unwelcome house guests quickly and conveniently. We use microwave, electric gun, and the Ecola heat process that effectively kills termites without the move-out hassle or embarrassment of tinting. Call us at 1-800-332-BUGS.
Joey, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah, shocking too.
Mother was right. You're a lousy provider.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about our lifetime renewable warranty. Call 1-800-332-BUGS.
Here's your host, Sue Fries.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you are interested in sponsoring the Sue Fries Show, I welcome that. Just get in contact with me by going to, again, Sue Fries, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and let's talk. If you're not sure and you're new to the radio world, I've been doing this a long time and I can help you along the way. So just contact me and we'll talk, okay? And if you are only, if you have a business that's only in San Diego or only in Ventura or only in LA or Orange County, we can do that too. And the cost is about a third of what you would pay on normal on other stations. But I want to get you started. I want you to be part of my show. So if you'd like to endorse, just get in contact with me and we'll work something out. Okay? Thank you so much. And Learning to Breathe is a book that I wrote. If you're new to the station, 2011, I was bucked off a horse and I shattered my right leg, have a metal plate and 10 pins in there. And during that time of recovery and healing, the doctor said, I'm not sure if I can get you to walk. I'm not sure if you're going to dance. I'm a professional dancer. And I'm a miracle. My leg is a miracle and I am dancing competitively and I am walking and I changed my strut because I had to learn how to walk all over again. And I'm happy with that. So I wrote a book during that recovery time. It's called Learning to Breathe. It's about asthma. It's about my journey with my son, who's now 34. Can't believe that. I'm not old enough to have a 34-year-old. Anyway, it's about asthma, but it's also about our journey of just how we dealt with life. And it's been encouraging and inspiring. And if you'd like a copy, go to SueFries.com and I'll get you one. Okay? So back to Avo. We're talking about Payless Cabinets, but we're talking about business. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about lessons that we've learned along the way. So, Avo, I want to start the second half by asking you, what do you like most about running your business? And then after that, what do you like the least?
Okay. I do enjoy meeting the people. I mean, that's the key. It's a people business. And in terms of the clients, I enjoy meeting the clients. As well as suppliers, as well as the employees. So it's a people business. So if you're not enjoying yourself with people, that's the wrong thing to do, get into business. So that part of it is I enjoy most. The other part is the successful moments of the business. It's very enjoyable, obviously. And successful, whether you see one of your employees do something that you've taught them, success in terms of reaching certain goals and milestones. So I enjoy that quite a bit. And I like the fact that we have a good team. I enjoy that part, having a good team and them doing their job and the business running like clockwork. That's very satisfying and enjoying. The parts I like the least, I would have to say when we could have done better and we didn't, so that's not pleasant. When we can't provide, we don't provide the proper information to show the value we can offer to the client, mm-hmm. And that's disappointing. When there are conflicts in business that you have to deal with, and sometimes they're not solved in an amiable manner. So those are the parts probably I don't like best about running the business.
I'm right along with you. Exactly the same thing. It's that it is a people business. And, yes. That's where the reward is and that's where the disappointments can be,
yes.
is in our relationships. And if we could have done better, darn it. I use it as an opportunity for improvement, but that it doesn't change the fact that we did not get to the level we should have got. But I look at that. We dissect those issues so that we can be better the next time. So if there is a positive you know, lining to it, it is that hopefully this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, you're right. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn and grow and improve, basically, when things like that happen.
And then you just have to deal with how you're going to minimize what's going on and try to make a wrong a right. You know, that's really important that everything that we do, you know, if we can make it a win-win, why not? Yeah, it should be a win-win.
And when we're wrong with the client, when we've done wrong with the client, our first question to them is,
how do we make it right?
How do we make it right? What do you feel is a fair resolution from their perspective? And see if we can meet that.
Yes, that's how we are too. And you know, that doesn't happen very often, but when it does.
Yeah,
you know,
it can happen. But
slip through the cracks.
Right. Yes, it can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. We can have, you know, so many satisfied customers, and that one that's not satisfied is the one that we spend the most time on.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, just to make it right.
And part of the job is expectation management. So if we haven't done a good job of managing the client's expectation.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good and so right.
Again, when I interact with clients, I bring that up. I say, you know, part of our job is expectation management, and we're not going to, you know, put our reputation on the line by trying to make a sale, but give you false expectation.
That's very good. Very good. And that's really good. I wrote that down. I'm going to take it back. Okay, what are the biggest challenges you face while running a business? Did we already talk about that? Or is there other ones?
No, I think we talked about it from a different point of view.
Yes.
But people, you know, hiring the right people and putting them in the right spots.
Oh, my goodness, that's the key. So true.
Yeah, that's part of the biggest challenge, probably.
How about the workforce for you? How are you are you finding good people, or are you having a struggle there? Because I'm having a struggle.
Yeah, it's always a struggle. So now we give ourselves a little bit more time, and we try to approach it from a lead generation point of view, meaning however many more possible candidates we can put in front of us to go through to make sure it's a good fit on both sides. Mm-hmm. We try to ask key questions to make sure it's a good fit. We try to give them, kind of do a future pacing for them and say, this is the type of future you've got coming up over here. Make sure that they're comfortable with that, and hopefully hire properly, because obviously turnover costs a lot of money.
Yes, it does.
And it's not a positive experience for the consumer either.
Right.
So we try to take our time with it now, as opposed to before, where we had to constantly just bring in new people and have turnovers and go that way. So we take our time and make sure we find a good fit.
Yeah, we need about 20 people right now.
Wow. In which category?
In technicians.
Technicians,
yes.
I see. Well, one of the things, Sue, that I discovered is that it would be a good idea. You know, obviously, when you're running a business, you're trying to do procedures and processes and things like this. But if we discovered is we should also think ahead in terms of how do we move people into some of these positions that are very difficult to hire for. Uh-huh. You need a lot of experience. So a lot of the time, when we hire them, we're trying to train them for the next position.
Yeah, we do that too.
So the most success I've had is when we've trained people into difficult positions.
And we're doing that, and everybody needs to move up, and we're not filling the technician that is the first category. It's
first
the incoming category, and they need licensing certifications, and they have to test, and they have to pass, and you know, we're very highly regulated. Are you highly regulated?
We go through Contractor State License Board, so yes, we are regulated that way. And the market itself, meaning the consumer, will make sure that we're doing the right things by them. And our value proposition promise is that we're doing the right things by them. We're not just, you know, as soon as we make a sale, we don't just go in front of a big box store and call over a couple of guys that are just hanging around over there to send them to somebody's home.
Right.
Where we don't know if they're going there to case the place or whether they're going
exactly.
to do that. So we're careful about that.
Yeah.
Again, our reputation is on the line. And yes, it is regulated business. The thought that came to mind is schools and occupational schools. Does that help at all?
No, they don't have classes. I wish they did have classes like that.
Mm.
They have entomologists, which is learning about bugs and their lifestyles and their cycles and things like that. But there's really not.
Entry level, yes. It's in our industry the same way. And when it comes to installation, it's difficult to find it, yeah.
Right.
So we try to work with people who have already the experience, so bring them on board that way.
So give the name of your company again, so those that are listening.
Thank you. Payless Kitchen Cabinets and Carpet Wagon.
And how would they contact you?
They could go to our website. That's probably the easiest way, is www.paylesskitchencabinets.com. or www.carpetwagon.com. So that's probably the easiest way.
Payless is easily to remember. I like that, Payless.
Yeah.
Payless is good if you can really pay less and get more. I like that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, and that's the positioning we take, is that you're going to pay less because the average cabinet job, according to the National Association of Realtors, is about $65,000. And our typical average is one third of that. So it really is a good value.
What would you say are the top three skills needed to be a successful entrepreneur?
That's a nice one. Usually, you know, probably negotiation. One of them is not in this order, but necessarily. But you should have good negotiating skills, and as well as people skills. That's one. The other one is teaching. If you enjoy teaching. And this way you can bring people on. And then organizations and systems as you go along, as you're building the business. One of the skills you should have is learning how to organize and create procedures and processes so that you can grow on that basis.
Those are all the things that I do.
Yeah, it's similar, right?
I'm going check. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it's so true. And I'm very systems and procedure minded. I don't want to have all of this in my head or my employee's head.
Yes.
That we have to remember that this has to be done when. I want to have everything on a calendar. You know, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the 1st, 5th, 15th. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And so I'm going through that right now, and I'm rehashing all of those things because our processes with the electronic age and all of the new things that we have now. You know, we didn't think about before. And so now these new things, it's like, okay, now we have to think about online reviews.
Yes.
We didn't have to think about that before.
Yes.
Okay, so now we have to have a
make it part of the process.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, things are happening very fast.
Yes.
Yes.
The other thing we discovered, Sue, is the concept of continuous concept renewal, so CCR, so to speak. And the idea is, while you created a process and a procedure, it doesn't mean you're done. There's a continuous concept renewal. So you have to constantly go back to that and renew that concept. Just like you said, there might be technological advances that you could utilize and so on and so forth. So it's constant effort. It's not a set it and forget it type of scenario.
It's constantly evolving.
Yes.
Yes. And we have to reevaluate and tweak and this and that. And just going through the experience from the customer's point of view, I've asked that. I said, okay, I want to see everything from start to finish, what the experience is from the customer's point of view. I want to see that. Well, that's a lot of time involved in that. Processes, right?
Yes.
And then from the paperwork coming back, I want to know what the process is for that. What's the experience? And so we're going through all that right now. We're going through that. And some things, I remember I purchased the company back in 2000, and I remember asking why we do what we do. And every single process, I'm like, why? And they were getting tired of me saying why. It's kind of like that young kid that says, why? And I kept saying, well, why? Why are we doing that? Well, because we've always done that, or because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but why? You know. So it ended up that we got rid of a couple processes when I first evaluated what we were doing.
Nice.
But that was a long time ago. We need to really, you know, sit down and dissect and reevaluate what we're doing again. This is the Sue Free Show, and I'm so thankful you've joined us today. If you're listening to KKLA or K-Praise or KDAR The Word, I'm so thankful that you've joined in today. And connect with me, would you? Go to Sue Free, spell like fries, one word, .com. If you have any questions, I'd like to be able to respond to you. So, or if you need prayer requests, anything that you need, just ask. I don't know if I have the answer, but I might be able to find it. So just connect with me, would you? So Avo, it's been so delightful, and we have a little bit of time left. How do you define success? I've been asked this question, so I'm curious to see how you define success.
I think we touched on those points as we were speaking, but just to kind of recap it, I would define it as having happy people working for you, having the right person on the right position. I think that's part of the success. And we're talking about business success here. And, you know, again, achieving some of the goals that you've set up, and learning and improving, mentoring. Those are all ways that I measure success by, and see that we have people that are growing, that I'm growing. They're constantly, we're improving, and obviously The business is there for financial success as well, and that has to be there as well.
So personally, how would you define success for you? Same thing, or is it a little different?
No, a little bit different. Personally, I mean, reaching goals, personal goals, obviously would be similar in the concept. But spending time would be very successful. I mean, that would be my definition of success, spending time with family. So having time freedom is a good definition of success for me.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that I've put together a business that is running on its own. That's a good definition. So that, again, translating that into time,
mm-hmm.
Freedom of time, that's how I would define it.
So success versus significance, how would you define significance in that? I know that's not one that we had discussed.
Yeah, significance.
What is significance for you?
I would translate that in the sense of people.
Making a difference?
Making a difference making sure that, I'm always grateful to have an opportunity to make a difference in the people I meet during the day. So I look at it as an opportunity. When I get home, I'm thinking, did I get that opportunity today or I didn't? So, and obviously people around me, that's the significance in my mm-hmm. in my life. I mean, that's what I look at it. And the interactions that I'm having with them,
mm-hmm.
I'm try to be careful with it to make sure that I value that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've only met one of your employees.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that she is very grateful for you being her boss.
Okay.
And you've done significant things that have spoken very loudly to her. And so I just want you to know that, because maybe that's not been spoken out loud. But she said that to me, and I'm just,
nice.
I'm a customer. And
mm-hmm.
so for someone to say that to a customer, that's what we want as entrepreneurs and business people, is we want to know that we're impacting people in a positive way, to where they can pay it forward, too.
Yeah, and, there's a study, I'm sure you're aware of, Sue, where if a consumer walks into a retail showroom, one of the things that they're evaluating is the person that greets them and meets them. They're evaluating to see if that person wants to be there, is
mm-hmm.
happy being there,
mm-hmm.
and that helps influence their decision-making, whether they want to purchase from that particular store or not. So it's important to...
I know that's true with me.
Yes.
I feel really sorry for people that you can just tell that they're just really not wanting to be where they are right now.
Yes. Yes.
It's very sad to me. And I think that God created all of us for a specific purpose. And I really, encourage everyone to look for what that is and go after it, no matter what it is. Don't hold back from doing what you were created to do. And whatever you're good at, go towards that. Go to what you're good at. To what do you most attribute your success?
A lot of it, I'm sure, has to do with luck. but a lot of it has
timing.
Timing. Let's
and
call
that
it timing.
Well, luck. See, I'm not into luck. Okay, I'm into blessings.
All right.
But I will tell you that luck is usually because you've prepared some way along the way. You've been in the right time, right place at the right time.
Yeah.
But preparation up to that point has got you to where you could take advantage of whatever that luck is.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
But,
then.
The other part of it. The other part of it is the fact that I've met people who've been very generous with me in terms of time, effort, opportunity, and things like that. I think
they've invested in you.
They've invested in me when there was no need for them. There was no financial gain necessarily for
right.
them. So I think that's part of it as well.
And you've learned from that, and you're paying it forward.
And I'd like to be able to do that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly
course.
What I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, sometimes people come in our lives and they don't even know how much they've impacted us.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if we could find them all and say thank you. But not always is that possible.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm sure.
It's true, though.
Yes.
I mean, there's been people along my path that have, mm-hmm. I don't know, they've said a word. They've made a statement. They've given me a hug or a smile at a time when I really needed it.
Now, this might be corny. I mean, it could start as...
I love corny.
I remember before going into business, the confidence that my mom would instill in me in terms of a single mom, raised
mm-hmm.
four kids on her own.
Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
So, is she going to listen to the show?
I don't know.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom.
But I remember, I keep realizing the importance of that influence, of that confidence building, that, you know, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
You can do anything.
And that is important. Confidence is important, obviously. And again, a lot of people, there's been a lot of people that have provided that, and that's part of what I attribute to the success, I think.
Right.
It's success at my level, obviously, small business. It's not.
Yes.
We're not going to the moon here.
You don't have a private jet?
No.
I don't want a private jet. It's just more to maintain. I just don't need any more. Well, you were talking about time. You know, time is a sacrifice. You know, you invest in time. How much time do you spend working? Now, people ask me that, and I'm like, I'm always working. But I have fun while I'm working because I'm passionate about what I do. So I'm always on. I'm always working.
You know, I'm thinking about if...
you are thinking. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about businessness, you know.
Yes.
And people and their situation. And I'm constantly thinking about, you know, what can I do to help them?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if we can do that, help them achieve their goals, they, you know, the Zig Ziglar. It comes back. And so I think focusing on... And the same thing with business, you know, this might be biblical, but in terms of, you know, instead of focusing on yourself, focusing on the people's, your clients, your employees, their challenges, their problems, and, you know, helping solving that, that's where you're generating the most value. And so that's what that's what I spend time.
You're putting others before yourself.
Yes, exactly.
And you're serving them. Yeah, that's so, very biblical. That's what Jesus did.
Yeah. So all the education, all the Christian education that I had from childhood, I mean, obviously it comes back and in the values that we're using running the business.
Right. So I have one more question for you. We only have like 2 minutes left. You ready?
Yeah, go
ahead. I'm going to talk real fast. Okay. What would you say are the 5 key elements for starting and running a successful business?
Okay. So 5 key elements to run a successful business. You know, find some mentors, find some people that are going to give you confidence and knowledge. That would be one. Two, visualize exactly what you're trying to achieve. The more details you visualize, you know, I remember seeing exactly the number of employees I was going to have and so on. So visualizing and seeing.
I so agree.
And you know, the why question, very critical, and saying, why do you want this? What does it mean to you? And obviously, those are very, very important elements. Cash flow, finding sources
no,
of...
No, really? Cash flow? Really?
Finding sources of cash. And then how you're going to generate your clients. That's the other element of it, is how will you generate customers if you're going into business? And basically, what's the problem that you're solving? What is the problem that people have that you can help solve? And is this a community you're going to enjoy serving? Now, all this theoretically is nice and great. Of course, this is trumped by, you know, fear and hunger and necessity.
Right.
So if you're hungry and you need to eat, I'm sure you're going to work 10 times harder. Your energy is going to, even if you don't have all these strategies in place. But ideally, this is what you want. You want those elements that I think I outlined earlier.
Yes.
Plus more, I'm sure, that I'm not thinking of.
It's okay, Avo. I just thank you so much for being willing and able to come and be on the show today. It's your first time, you said, and you could not tell that at all. So bravo to you.
Thank you very much.
Bravo for Avo. Thank you so much. And to the listeners out there, just thank you so much for being a part of the Sue Free Show. Connect with me, would you, on the Sue Free site. And I hope I see you at lunch or dinner sometime soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E-Cola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E-Cola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E-Cola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E-Cola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.